With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump said he is extending the ceasefire with Iran, but it's not clear exactly what he means by that after extending the deadline last night, just hours before it was set to expire. And it's not clear exactly how that's going to help the ceasefire process move along in Pakistan. Jason Campbell is a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute.
The White House appears very conflicted in its messaging surrounding these talks. And I think part of this is Iran is very adept at taking advantage of opportunities to strengthen their position. And I think they're sitting back now playing this game about whether they will or will not go to Islamabad, in part in reaction to the lack of a straight messaging coming out of the White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market is rallying toward more records after GE, Vernova, and other big companies joined the list of those reporting fatter profits for the start of the year than analysts had been expecting. And we get more on the market's movements today from Damian Troisi.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%. The Dow rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.7%. The U.S. extended a fragile ceasefire with Iran. The war has significantly stifled oil shipments in the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices held relatively steady Wednesday. Wall Street is also focusing on the latest round of corporate earnings. Boeing, Boston Scientific, and others helped lead the market higher following encouraging financial updates. Damian Troisi, New York.
Oil prices up a little more than $3 a barrel. Nonetheless, stock prices have also gone up. The Dow right now up by 311 points. The NASDAQ up 297. This is SRN News. Pittsburgh hosting its first March for Life.
It took place last Saturday near the University of Pittsburgh's main campus and drew nearly 1,000 pro-life advocates. Lydia Davis of Students for Life of America tells LifeSite News that the location of the event was no accident. She says, quote, "This is where the message needs to be heard. We're hoping to reach especially Gen Z on this campus with the message that women don't need abortion, that 28% of Gen Z were aborted." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm election. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. Besides eight House races, the Human Rights Campaign also supporting Democrat candidates for the Senate in several states. This is SRN News. There's a battle in Massachusetts to keep sewage out of the waterways.
The Alewife Brook in Massachusetts runs through parts of Cambridge, Arlington, and Somerville, and is popular with runners and wildlife watchers. But it receives millions of gallons of untreated sewage each year from wastewater. The same pipes for storm runoff are used for wastewater. Environmental advocates want separate pipes, saying untreated wastewater flowing into bodies of water is being exacerbated by climate change. The Massachusetts Water Resources Authority approved a more conservative approach that would reduce discharges during heavy storms. A final plan is expected January 2027. I'm Donna Water.
The FAA says it plans to upgrade outdated air traffic and safety systems in just 3 years. That's after a number of close calls in 2026 so far. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.